Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Brian's mum drank and his dad gambled, so Brian started drinking at the age of 14. He drank every chance he got because it made him feel good for a little while at least. At 16, he went into a boys' home and drinking became the most important thing to him. What a sad start to a life. He ended up in jail 3 times. He got married when he was 19, but his wife went off with someone else when he was in jail. A few years later, he married again, but drank whenever he could. Drinking came before his children. Brian was in and out of rehab for a number of years and tells us how drinking took him to hell. He was drinking toxic substances and living in a park. He didn't shower much. Life was looking very bad. He went into rehab again and was sober for 2 years, got married again, and after 6 months, took up drinking again for another 6 months while he was still going to chapel. Then, Groundhog Day, his new wife was going to leave him. He thought it wasn't such a bad idea, that way he could go back to drinking and living in parks. Brian told War Crime magazine he just didn't know about responsibility. He didn't know how to be a husband. He said he was a liar, a cheat, and everything else. So he went to the Salvos in Cessnock, where he lived, and got down on his knees and said, "Please, God, don't ever let me go down that road again, and please take away my smoking too." Well, he hasn't had a drink in 14 years, and it's 12 years since he's smoked. At 53, Brian found God and says God is in AA meetings to give help to others. "He's given me a chance," Brian told us. He hopes that whoever hears this can understand that there is hope and a solution. I'm Aaron Wright.